You listen to Kingdom Authority with your host, Dancer J. Morris, on Kingdom and Power Incorporated. We're here to educate, motivate, and elevate your mind, body, and spirit. If you have questions or comments, or just want to talk to your host, you can call in at 646-668-2413 or listen in online at lambministries.com. And now, here's your host, Dancia J. Morris.
Well, good evening, and thank you so much for joining the Kingdom Authority broadcast. I am your host, Reverend Dancia Jones Morris. Y'all know I just like to go by Dancia, so God bless you all for being on. I see you and I thank you. I'm excited about tonight. I'm telling you, this is definitely the day that the Lord has made. And I will, and I hope you will, rejoice and be glad in it. It is a beautiful day to bless God. It's a beautiful day to walk in His wisdom, His knowledge, His anointing. It's also a great day to journey in life and using practical things that we need to do as we go through this spiritual journey. I'm excited about you because I hope you're operating with authority in your territory. That's what it's about, kingdom authority in whatever area that you are in. And it's about what God has graced us with. He has given us so much, so many spiritual gifts. And so we just have to access those gifts and begin to walk with authority in our territory. I am excited about tonight. It is October, y'all, and we're getting ready to go into some serious time where we celebrate the Lord Jesus Christ. And so it's about giving thanks unto God for what He has done for us. And He has gifted you to take dominion in this earth. Now, that doesn't mean you dominate over people. It means dominate what God has, have dominion over what God has given to you and utilize that. I don't want to be said that God gave you something and you didn't utilize it. And guess what? When you utilize it, it's for the glory of God, for the people of God, and as a result, it'll help you. And so that's our mission, and that's my prayer for you on tonight, to take kingdom authority. Listen, tonight is about living beyond, and we're going to do that with Team Tate. I'm going to bring them on in just a few minutes. I want you to know that God is up to good concerning you. He really is. He's up to good concerning you. And what you think it should be may not be what it should, what it is. I want you to understand, what you think it should be may not be what it is, what He has for you. We have to walk in faith and by faith in Jesus Christ. And sometimes that's rough, right? Sometimes that's hard. Sometimes it doesn't feel like it. You can make it. I want to encourage you tonight. You can make it. You can also take it, but it has to be with the Lord Jesus Christ. And so on this evening, we're going to just bring on the Tate. I am excited about Reverend Greg and Reverend Maisha Tate. These people, they don't really know it. I don't say too much about people too much, and I definitely don't talk a lot to people. That's just what I do sometimes. You know, it's my personality, but I definitely lift up this couple constantly, and I'm lifting you up. But this couple right here, I believe God has done something miraculous in their life before they even see it. And so I am praying that you get from them what I get from them as they walk their journey out. And so I'm just praying for you all tonight, as your ears are inclined to what they have to say, that you're open to what they have to say, and that you receive in the spirit of what they mean and what they are saying. I want you to receive the spirit of it, okay? All right, bless God. Let's just pray at this point, and then I'm going to bring them on in just a couple of moments. So, Father, I definitely bless you and praise you, God. We love you. You are our God. You are our Jehovah Jireh. You definitely provide for us. You are the center of our joy. Woo! because you are joy, you are peace, you are understanding, you are wisdom, you are knowledge, and you are a Savior and Redeemer. You are Elohim and El Shaddai. You are definitely the God that's more than enough. There is nobody like you, Adonai, and we praise you. We praise you because you are worthy and because you are the one who does everything that we need, Father. You are everything that we need. And so we call you God. We call you Yahweh because you are the supreme, infallible God. Yes, God. And we thank you for your infallible word. Hallelujah. We honor you on tonight because, God, you kept us. You sustained us. You've been our bridge. You've been our peace. You've been our sustainer. You've been our sustainer. You have been our sustainer. And there is no one else that we can call on. God, you take us back, God, to where we need to be. We glorify you. And at the same time, you're so infinite that you push us into where we should be. At the same time, you are great. You're mighty. Your hand is mighty. Your face is mighty. And so, God, we seek your face because of who you are. We seek your face because, God, it's not just about getting stuff from you, but it's because we want to honor and glorify you. And we say thank you for all the many blessings. God, not everything is exactly the way we want it, but you have gifted us with grace. You have gifted us with mercy. You have gifted us with spiritual gifts. And on this night, we exercise our spiritual gifts for your glory. Hallelujah. You get the glory, God. Now, God, I ask that you sprinkle just a little bit, God. Sprinkle your grace upon this particular broadcast, Lord. I'm asking it in Jesus' name that we will be able to say, that Team Tate will be able to say the things that so many people need to hear across this universe, Father. And God, that we go into the atmosphere with our words, that the anointing will touch our words, their words, that we speak to the atmosphere where the molecules even change up, God. They rearrange themselves in the atmosphere, God, causing a force to be reckoned with in the lives of the listeners on tonight. Oh, we glorify you. We bless you and we praise you. There is absolutely none other greater than you. Hallelujah. Oh, you get the glory, God. We thank you for every pain, triumph, every joy, every high, every low, every up, every down. We thank you for it. God, we embrace this process as you teach us. Lord, if you don't teach us, we don't want to be taught. If you don't do it, God, we cannot be kept if you don't keep us. And so, Lord, we want your hand upon this particular broadcast on tonight, upon the ears of those who are listening. I pray, God, a supernatural anointing upon Team Tate yet again. Increase their anointing even the more, God. Thank you for the generations they will touch. Thank you for the generations they are touching, and they will touch, God. Make it great for them. In the name of Jesus, every place their feet tread, ooh, I hear you, God. Thank you, that is platinum. Hallelujah, and I glorify you for it in the name of Jesus. Your will be done over their lives, and Father, for the listeners on tonight, ooh, God, thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Y'all know I love to pray. Lord, have mercy. I love praying. I love talking to God. He is so great and mighty, and he is worthy to be praised. Isn't God great? I'm telling you, he is an awesome God. And so I glorify God for each and every one of you on tonight. I hope you all can still hear me and understand that I do mean business about for the Lord Jesus Christ. It is about him. It is not about us. It is about his glory. It is not about us. It is not about us, but it's the will of God that we are here. Woo! It's because of him. And so I want to go ahead and read something on tonight. I need to be bringing them on, but it looks like I'm having some technical difficulties of getting them on. So give me just a moment while I read a couple of things for you all at this time. All right, so I want you to know that this man and woman of God are special to the body of Christ, and you have to know exactly why they are special. to the body of Christ. And so I want to read a couple of things about them. Their names are Greg and Myesha Tate. They are young ministers of the gospel and creative visionaries who produce multimedia platforms, thank you, Jesus, to reach audiences worldwide. Collectively, they are known as Team Tate. I want y'all to jot down and remember that name, Team Tate, T-A-M, Tate, T-A-T-E. Greg Tate has over a decade of experience in ministry and leadership. He has a canny ability, yes, this is true, to reach young adults with his charismatic and bold personality. Greg graduated from the University of Arizona with a bachelor's degree in media arts, and he graduated from Liberty University with a master's degree in divinity. Thank God for that. His education and experience has substantiated him as a rising, credible preacher, leader, and businessman. And let me just read about Reverend Myesha Tate. She was destined to change the world from birth. I know this to be true. Myesha has 15-plus years as an expert preacher, teacher, prophetic giant, and businesswoman. Her impact reaches beyond the walls of the church as a spiritual mentor to many in the secular world, including a Grammy Award-winning and multi-platinum artist. Yes, Lord. Myesha has been requested to speak at numerous women's conferences and has literally been trailblazing with a future brighter than any influential powerhouse. I honor God for these two. And let me just bring them on at this time. Reverend Greg and Reverend Myesha, can you just please greet the audience on tonight?
Good evening. Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening. It's so good to be with y'all.
Truly an honor.
I praise God for that. And so how are y'all doing, first of all, tonight?
We are full, full, full.
Yeah.
Literally, my wife, we just moved to Dallas. My son and I made the first leg here, and my wife came literally about 2 to 3 days ago. And we have just been ripping and running, and then we went to church service. And let me tell you, the level of anointing that got dumped on us was beyond words.
Yes. So we're just trying to bask in the afterglow, if you will. But we're great. We're feeling good.
I love it. I love it. And so I want to give you time at this time. So I want you to answer this question, but I do want you to go into deeper about what you were talking about, living beyond, and go into that a little bit. And we'll give you time in between, you know, to talk about some more about the two of you, because I think your journey is worth hearing. I think your journey needs to be heard. And I also think your journey will impact many people and leaders. And so I want to know, why the name Team Tate?
Well, God gave that to me, and I explained it to Myesha, and she was fully on board as co-leader of our family. Where we got Team Tate from is Tate is our last name, and where I got Team from is simply this, that the first thing that God created, before God even created church, he created marriage. He created man and wife. And they were a team. They had dominion over the garden. They had dominion on wherever their feet and hands were put to. And so I wanted to put emphasis back on, you know, this is my first ministry, is marriage and family. So that's why I believe that God gave me Team Tate.
Yeah. So I love that name. So many people remember it. You know, when I go preach other places, I don't get referred to only as Minister Myesha or Prophetess Myesha. I'm always approached with Team Tate, and I love that because it keeps you humble and it keeps you grounded as well, and it keeps you kingdom-minded and knowing that it's really not about our name. It's about making his name great. So we just want to join together as a team, and we believe that our name can make his name great. So that is our whole point in calling ourselves Team Tate. we believe in creating team culture, you know, within family, within church, wherever we go. We believe it's about a team. You can't get things done on your own. You need a whole team. Even Jesus knew that when called the 12.
You all still there?
Yes.
I'm sorry. We didn't know if we lost you, but we're still here. So.
Okay, wonderful.
I wanted to expound upon living beyond a little bit, if you don't mind.
Go right ahead, please.
We have been on a radical faith journey, and really that term radical is used too much because when you follow Christ, you are a radical believer.
Because
Jesus is going to have you doing things that you're not accustomed to. So,
just a tad bit.
So recently I preached a sermon about living beyond, and I believe that's truly what a faith walk is. Beyond what you've been taught, beyond what people say, beyond what you can see, beyond what you thought. And I believe God is bigger and beyond what we could ever even imagine. And I believe that living beyond is essentially what it is to live truly kingdom. So we were blessed to attend a modern prophetic symposium that was hosted here in Dallas, Texas by a prophet named Sean Bowles. And it was truly a life-changing event for us. We've been in ministry for a while, and we love to soak in and learn and get in environments where we can grow as preachers and teachers. And in this experience, we were given a prophetic word amongst thousands about our ministry. And through that experience, God led us to Dallas, Texas. And we knew that God was leading us because we were going to be planting a church. And we originally thought he wanted us to go to California with our media background, but God took us beyond what we thought, and he shifted us and moved us to Dallas, Texas. So it's been a miraculous journey all along. People sowing seeds in us, people we've never met before walking up to us and sowing seed into our ministry, and things that you could never imagine. The first place we went to get our housing, the woman ended up telling us her story, her testimony, and it just became a partnership with her. And now we're going to be leading Bible study with her before we plant our church. So God is lining up our team, and he's going above and beyond what we could ever imagine. And I live by this in Ephesians 3:20. It says, "Now unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ever seek, ask, and or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us." And that is essentially who Team Tate is and where we are right now.
It's following a God without borders. It's, you know, knowing that there is no limit to El Shaddai. There is no limit to Yahweh the Rapha. There is no limit to Jehovah Nisi. There is no limit. The skies can't contain them. The earth can't contain them. It says that the angels bow and every second of the day are crying, "Holy, holy, holy," and that they're soaking in something else and something new. It's living beyond what we can ask or think or imagine. That means that our imagine has a capacity, which means has a wall. We serve a limitless God, meaning that God goes beyond the borders. He runs over walls. He jumps over fences. He goes through heavens. He goes through hell and earth just to go to his beloved, and realizing that we want to live in the exceedingly part. That God is exceedingly desperate to get to his son. He's exceedingly desperate to get to his daughter. And to go beyond that part, to get that part that we are learning right now, is you have to go beyond your comfort zone. You gotta leave what feels good. You gotta leave what people say. You gotta leave what people's box that they're trying to put you in, and be able to walk out. I don't care if you walk out, run out, crawl out. If you have to, you know, crawl out or whatever you got to do, just get out, leaving that going into, you know, your death. I heard someone say, you know, he didn't call you to your comfort zone, but he called you out of into the deep. Deep is not comfort. deep is not comfort. If you want to be comfortable, you can put on your cute swim floaties and swim around in the kiddie side of the pool. But where he's called us to be is deep calls into deep. It's out there.
Wow.
Where you're that little thing in the big old ocean. That's where he's called us to be. And,
come on,
you know,
come on.
Realizing that it's much more than flesh dying. It's
yes.
your will dying. It's your mindset dying. It's your culture concepts dying. It's everything is dying, but with every death, there's a rebirth.
Amen. That's so good. Mm. Good.
With every death, there's a rebirth. You know, when Jesus said, "I am the resurrection," it means I am the rebirth. You know, I'm birthing.
Yes.
Something. When we call ourselves Christian, we said, "What are we called to? We are born again." So there's a rebirth.
Yes.
That's what we're called to do in this earth is to rebirth people, is to rebirth purpose, to rebirth destiny, to rebirth
yes.
to rebirth a plan and a mindset. No longer do you have to think that you're a mistake. No longer do you have to think that I am less than. No longer do I think that God doesn't love me. I'm here as a witness. Me and Maisha and Teen Tater are here to be a sign unto Christ to say, you know what? You are more than what you think you are. Because the God of the heavens and the universe is willing to do anything just to see you. So when Maisha says we're living and beyond, my goodness, Ms. Danzia, Reverend Danzia, oh my goodness, we are living and beyond.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we are.
For every day, for every meal, for every time we lay down and put our head down to sleep, we are depending on Him. When I understand what what people say, the older people say when they say, you know what, I'm just glad I woke up this morning.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm beginning to understand why the elder generation began to say that.
Yeah.
That is phenomenal. I thought I lost you guys again.
We are here.
You are still here.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's going to take much longer to get rid of
it. I love it. I love it. Keep on. Keep on. This is good.
Yeah. So I want to say, too, that living in the beyond, it stretches your capacity for gratitude. Because, you know, being a younger person, sometimes you don't realize how much you do take for granted. And I believe that living in this journey that we're on is God is teaching me to be grateful for everything. In every moment that I'm grateful, I just see the increase all around me, meaning
mm-hmm.
not just financially, but just in my peace and my joy, you know. His word says that He'll keep our minds in perfect peace who stayed on Him. There's nothing like perfect peace. And I believe that, you know, when you live beyond what you think, it stretches your
mm-hmm.
ability to really have true gratitude for everything that God does and who He is in your life. So
so true.
Yeah, I feel like sometimes we're not aware even of His presence with us all the time. That's something to be grateful for. You know, we have a present Father. He's not absent. He's here. He's attentive to us. He inclined His ear to hear us. That's something to be grateful for.
Yeah.
Because, you know, some of us have grown up with fathers. That's not me. I had a wonderful father. But some of us have grown up
mm-hmm.
without a father in the house or with a father who was in the house but wasn't present and didn't answer questions but was in a zone and maybe or used drugs or alcohol to medicate. And so it's important that we know we have a present Father, that He's a present help in the time of trouble, and that He's inclined
Ooh.
To hear our voices, and that when you call on His name, that He stops everything and that He attends to His children, each and every one, all
yes.
at the same time. I'm talking about
yes.
a God who is beyond.
Watch yourself,
Yon.
Preacher. Watch yourself, preacher.
He's so silly.
I love it.
When we come together because iron sharpens iron.
You got to understand, I'm a preacher, she's a preacher, she's a prophet, I'm a prophet. And so, you know, when we get together, it's good times. And we have church almost every other day.
I love this. So let me ask you all, who inspires you? Kind of, you know, just who inspires you?
Well, God has so many of his agents that he's released we draw from. I'm going to speak about me. Each can talk about who she's inspired by. I can list my parents. I can list so many people. But I think that I really feed off of and glean from a great deal is two people that come to mind. One is Dr. Matthew Stevenson III. That boy right there,
mm-hmm.
every time I hear him, I want to take off my shoe and throw it at him.
In
a good way. I'm sorry for those that understand cultural context. That means it's a very good thing that we want to do, that it's a play on words. But also, who I'm also just, I really enjoy listening to is a gentleman by the name of Sean Bowles. He is a dynamic man of God that I've never seen the gifts of the prophetic on that level before. And Maisha actually introduced me to both of these gentlemen, but really just fell in love with Sean Bowles' ministry simply because I found that we both have the same heart and have the same goals in you know, in ministry. I only had a brief chance to meet him because we're at the symposium that we were at not too long ago, but his team was so loving, and it was a representation of him, so loving. I never knew that someone could be that genuine in love, and just it's a pure of love that he has for God's people. He truly mimics God's heart, and that's what it was so endearing and so amazing. So I gleaned so much from his ministry. So those are two people that I really do admire and really do glean from.
And for me, to echo what Greg said, those two gentlemen obviously are definitely the two men of God that I glean from in ministry and in life. My parents as well, but I would have to also say Bishop T.D. Jakes. I was received a Bible when I was 19 years old at the darkest time of my life, and it was a Woman Thou Art Loose Bible by Bishop T.D. Jakes, and that Bible is falling apart now because I used it so much, but it got me through some really dark times, and I just really look up to him in ministry, and his ministry, just there was a lot of healing that took place through him, and I love that he's himself and that he stretched the boundaries of what people think pastors are or preachers are, and that he makes movies, and he's so creative. He does a lot of things. He's a businessman. He's so much more. I believe he's a true example of living beyond. So he's somebody I look up to and I'm inspired by. And also, I would have to say Joyce Meyer. I love Joyce Meyer because I love her teaching anointing. I believe that, you know, it's one thing to inspire people. I believe her anointing is underrated in a lot of ways because it is a teaching anointing. But the teaching anointing to me is very powerful because it changes your mind. You know, it changes your mind, and she's so good at giving you real-life examples that you can hold on to and glean from. So I really, really love Joyce Meyer.
Awesome. I love that. So some of the names you listed all inspire me as well. And it's I really enjoy people that can be transparent with them, of course, transparent with wisdom, right, and provide an level understanding that helps me to grow in Christ. You know.
Absolutely.
So what inspires you?
I think that what really inspires me is everything around me. You know, I'm a creative by nature, so I'm inspired by my everyday life. I'm inspired by people that I meet, that I, you know, I'm inspired by, you know, people who may not have a big name, you know what I'm saying? But just meeting them is just like another time that I get to encounter God's goodness and who He is. So I'm inspired by when I minister, and, you know, my dream is for every person to experience Jesus the way I do. And so whenever I minister and I see people hearing God's voice or crying out to God from their hearts and souls and giving their lives over to Jesus, that inspires me. That gives me another step to take. You know, just seeing that one time my husband and I were in a library and we were doing some ministry planning, and I went to the restroom. And when I went to the restroom, there was a young lady in the restroom who stopped me. And she began to talk to me, and she looked like, you know, she had been on the street. And I say that not in a condescending way to look down my nose at her, but to see that she was, you know, in need of something. Her hair wasn't combed and her clothes were torn. And you know, she began to just talk to me. And when I started to talk to her, she told me that she needed some money, and I told her, I said, well, I don't have my purse back here, but I would love to give you something. And I told her, well, you just stay right here, and I'm going to go get my purse and bless you with something. And when I started to walk away, she said, I can't wait here. She said, I'm a prostitute, and they're going to kick me out. And the Holy Spirit wrecked me right there in that bathroom, because He let me know, this is your ministry. You're doing all this ministry planning, but this is your ministry. And so I just, that changed the trajectory of everything that I do, because I recognize God in my everyday. And I see that it's another opportunity to share His goodness with somebody else. And long story short, my husband and I were both able to minister to her and give her a ride and take her to get some things that she needed. And we were able to reach her for Christ. And I'm inspired by that.
What inspires me? I had to really think about that. And it's going to sound awkward, but bear with me. What really inspires me is the little things. And I'm saying that because, as you know, my friend, I'm a pretty big man. I am 280 pounds. my father's a big man. My family is big. I understood my niche as far as being an athlete. It was my size and it was my strength. To be honest, I can move a lot of weight. I can push a lot of weight in the weight room, but that's why it sounds so far fetched. Not far fetched, but it sounds so different. But I appreciate the little things. I appreciate the small things. It's the God of details. It's the God of wonder and the very small things. It's the humble beginnings that attract me. It's the little things that move me past my level of thinking, or move me past into a different season that God has called me to be in. So it's the little things that really inspire me. It's a little boy going against a grown man that stands over 9 feet tall and has the audacity to defy the armies of God. It's a little boy with his little sack lunch that thought nothing of it, and it feeds a multitude of 5,000 men, not
yes,
including
sir.
Women and children. It's a one man that walks across the ocean or walks across the sea, excuse me, and calls deep into deep and sees something into a
yeah.
gentleman that has never saw something inside of himself. It's
yeah.
it's the little things. It's the little things that one man defies a nation and says, you know what, I'm still going to pray. I'm not going to bow down to your idol. I don't care what you do or say to me. It's the little things. It's the little things that causes the sun to stand still so God can get the victory over this battle. It's the little things that I'm drawn to, that I'm inspired to. It's a little boy that can reach his hand out and say, you know what, my God could change my life and he can change yours. And it's the children that are willing to lay hands on people in the line and pray for them, and they get out of wheelchairs and blind eyes begin to see and deaf ears begin to open up. It's the little things. It's the ones that know what the people that rejected that, but Jesus said, no, bring them to me. Let them sit on my lap. There they are. Theirs is the kingdom of God too. It's the little things that inspire me. So I know I enjoy the big things. I enjoy the massive things. I enjoy the powerful things. But sometimes our God, who is the biggest, baddest one of them all, speaks in the very
Ooh,
tiniest
good.
Of little things. And that's what I'm drawn to. That's what inspires me. And I'm looking for inspiration all the time, because I truly believe without inspiration, you lose your desire to grow. And with losing your desire to grow, that means you're stagnant. That means then that's when death can creep in. Is when you're not growing, when you're not moving, that's when stagnation comes in. That's when death comes. But God is a present God, that God is always on the move. So it's in the little things that
yes,
I find
sir.
Inspiration from.
Yes, sir. I love that. I love what you guys are talking about, because it speaks to so many people, and I believe this is going to help a lot of people. So let me just ask you this, speaking of helping other people, what are you learning now that you wish others before you would have told you? So what are you learning now that you wish others had just kind of helped you through or told you as you're going through it now?
I think I wish I would have been told to really, truly be yourself. I know it's been preached in the pulpit a lot from people, but in ministry, sometimes when you start your training or you get into, you know, your training for ministry, sometimes people want you to fit what they believe you should be in ministry. And, growing up, I'm a pastor's daughter, so being a PK, people often wanted me to be just like my father, and I found out that there are glimpses of him in me, and I would not be where I am without him. I stand on giant shoulders, and I have high regard and honor for him in such a way that I could never fill his shoes, but
Ooh,
I,
wow.
I've learned in my ministry that I have my own path and my own destiny and my own unique way that God created me to speak to the nations. And he's given me space and time to really grow into that skin, if you will. I believe I'm really, truly living truly as myself, and I've embraced myself for who I am. And if it doesn't make sense to you, that's okay, because I know I'm his favorite. God favors me. I'm God's favorite.
Uh-huh.
So that's what I wish somebody would have really just let me say, you know what, just be yourself. Be yourself.
Let me clarify and give a disclaimer. I'm God's favorite. let's just get that clear. He broke the mold when he made me. You know, when he made me, he stood back and said, that's it. That's the one right there, boy. I tell you what. But no, that's how we got to live, though, as children. We're daddy's favorite.
Yeah.
You know, it's a pleasure to be daddy's favorite. You know, out of everything he made, he marvels and wonders at us. You know, my God, you know, we
yeah.
are his children.
Yeah.
What have I learned, or wish, oh my goodness. My sister said something great, but I would have to say, you know, look through people. Don't get stuck. Be looking at them. And what I mean is,
wow.
You can, the people that you lead, the people that you preach with or preach to for, and the people that you teach, you can't be stuck on them, knowing that I am just nothing but a conduit of Christ. That's all I am. Knowing that all I am is a vehicle, all I am is a mirror, all I am is a magnifying glass, and I all point to Jesus Christ and Him glorified.
Yeah.
So sometimes I'm just being personal. I can look at people like, you know what? Did they get it? Did they receive it? Did they understand it? Am I speaking well enough? Am I speaking eloquent enough? Am I breaking it down to their understanding? Am I being too raw and too real? Because I've been told that, hey, you know what? Some things are a little raw coming from you. So I going along with what Maisha said. Just being me, but not just staring, looking at them, but looking through them, you know, looking through what God is going to go and do. Sometimes I'm guilty of like, wow, the looks on their faces look like they're just completely disinterested in what God is doing. But knowing that God said, don't look at their faces, don't look at man in their faces. You know, I really wish that was really taught. That's something that I didn't receive in seminary. That's something that, you know, that has to be taught, that, you know, once you put boots on the ground. Because the moment that you get focused on how people feel per se, even though I do care how people feel and I'm very interested in how they are progressing emotionally, you know what? I have a job and a task and assignment to do, and I cannot let anybody or anything deter me from completing my assignment. And my assignment is to be the sound, the trumpet, and Zion. So if you are deterring me from blowing this trumpet, I'm sorry, baby. You're going to have to sit in the back seat for a second, and I'm going to have to toot this horn real quick. And so that's what I think that I wish I would have learned a little bit earlier in my ministry.
Wow, and that's good food for thought. Well, I hope someone wrote that down, because both of those are amazing things that you go through. And there's some of those things that I think people say it, but I don't think we train it. And I think there's a difference in just saying it and training it. Because when you say it, you know, you hear a lot of stuff in life. But that Bible does say train up a child in the way he should go. You know,
yeah,
and so
right.
When we train, and in the body of Christ, when we train, then even though we may slip, everything, we may fall, I think about, and I'm going to use your dad for just a moment, Maisha, because there's some things he's dropped in my spirit, even through college and a couple of classes. And then on the side, he would say certain things to me and your mom. And so they would say certain things to me, but they said it repeatedly. And when you repeatedly say it, and then you demonstrate it, and then you come follow up. I remember something he followed up during class, and it was after about 2.5-3 months. And he came back to what he had repeatedly said. And that was training for my mind. And so your mind becomes conditioned. As a result of your mind being conditioned, because he does say, be ye transformed by what? The renewing of your mind. And when you transform a person's, when you help train a person's mind, it transforms them. And as a result of that, then they can live out. So it's not just about saying, people of God, it's about training. And when we begin to train people in some things, then we will see the fruit. It may not be right away. We will see the fruit of it later on. So I'm going to keep moving on, and let's ask you this question. What are some things the world can expect from Team Tate in the next year? Like anything, upcoming ministries, what's going on so that we can become a part of?
Well, I'll start this off, and I'll let my baby girl finish. as of right now, we are beyond excited, moved to from joy to overjoy. The first thing is that we are called to plant a church, and mm-hmm. we are excited. As even right now, we are gathering team members, and we're gathering our frontline soldiers together to make this happen. We are linking arms with people, and that is something that I believe that this is why we were put on this earth, is to establish kingdom and to make sure that say that God, you have a place to rest here. So that's one of the things that we are doing. Another thing that we are beyond excited about is, because Maisha let the cat out of the bag earlier, we are both very creative people, and we do have a TV show that we have shot and produced, and basically right now we are in the stages of going around to different networks to try to get it aired. And I'll let Maisha go a little bit further into that and what else we are doing.
Yeah, so we're excited. God gave us a concept. It's called Uncut TV, where we keep it raw, real, and relevant. We are targeting the young adult Christian audience. However, all ages are welcome to join in on the conversation. Basically, we're just giving people space to discuss kingdom issues in a real transparent, with wisdom, I like that, Dancia, platform. So we're excited. We joined up with some people to get it done. Like I said earlier, we can't do anything without him or his people. So we love the show. It's going to be amazing when God releases it, when it's his time. It is in the process mm-hmm. of being shot to networks. And we're excited about it. God gave us the idea, and he brought it to pass, so we're grateful. The other thing is the church plant, we're looking to launch within a year. We do have a date. It would be August 18th of 2020, and we believe that that is going to be an explosion of his glory and his power.
I love it. Mm-hmm.
And we're just young enough and crazy enough to believe his word. And we're excited about that. The Texas soil is rich, as you know, it's a Bible
yeah.
Belt area. And mm-hmm. it's just been amazing just to put our feet on the soil, really. We have another business venture that we can't release anything about it, but you'll be in the loop about it soon. It's due to legal confidentiality issues. However, it is amazing, and it will transform the kingdom in a major way.
Yes, Lord.
I'll also be remiss that I was inspired. This I know it's God, because it pushed me beyond my limits. And I told a while ago, I said, Maisha, I think God is calling me to write a book. And she was like, well, write it. I was like, I really am scared of writing. It terrifies me because it just, that's one of my things that just does. Pen and paper scare me. But glory to God, he allowed me to confront my fears, and I've written a book.
I can't say
when it's going to be released, but as of right now, I do have a publisher that is very interested in it, that says they want to publish it. It's one of the top publishers in the Christian genre.
Yeah.
That want it. So we are in the beginning stages of getting that published as well.
And I'm very, very proud
Praise
of you, because that was one of your opportunities to live beyond, and it's just an honor to be your wife and see you bring that to pass. So I'm excited for everybody to get to read it just like I did.
Well, bless your heart. Thank you, Penny.
I love it.
Well, you know, I'm a tough critic. I really am. Let me put that out there. I'm a tough critic because I can be tough about writing and books, because there's a lot of books out there and the market can be really saturated with a lot. But when I read Greg's book, I just wept because it really touched me in a deep way. And it was because it wasn't just because he's my husband. It's because I know what those words will do for somebody who's reading it. So I'm really, truly amazed at how God can use us in the very areas that we're scared of the most.
You know, and those are the times when we are afraid the most that we have to do it.
Yes.
Because that really is living beyond. And when we embrace, you know, Pastor spoke of something last night, and I wanna say it. I know we're growing up to the time, but I want to give you opportunity to share a few more things so the listening audience and the public and the world can hear some stuff. So one thing he shared last night is that we live in a time where generation and people don't understand the process of pain. And so as a result, we try to mask the pain and cover up the pain through,
wow,
it could be any addiction.
Mm-hmm.
But when God says we go from glory to glory, we don't understand that in the middle of that going to glory, from glory, is pain at times. And that pain,
yes,
when we embrace that pain, when we embrace that pain, it causes something within us that we never could ever tap into unless we go through that trial. And
yes,
so as a result of that, that pressure, I think of grapes, I think of wine, that pressure, I'm sure the grape don't want to be mashed like that. It doesn't want to be. No one wants to be pruned. Okay, I'm going to go into something. No one wants to be pruned. No one wants,
yeah,
stuff to be taken away. You don't want to be stripped. But as a result of that, stripping will cause you to live beyond. And you can,
yeah,
you didn't even know you had the wine in you. You didn't even know you,
yeah,
could be sweet and savory to somebody until you went,
right,
through the pressure. Woo, hallelujah.
Okay.
And when you went through the pressure, it causes us to do, and that's why you are where you are and where you're going, because you embrace the process of pain even though you didn't even like it.
That's so good.
I'm speaking to you all tonight. I'm speaking to the two of you. Because you embrace, I watched something from a distance. And I want you to understand, when we go through the process, I'm one of those people that wants to back away from the process a whole lot until 2017 hit me in 2015, 16, 17, 18 hit me in such a way I had no choice but to embrace the process. And as a,
right,
result of that, that's when God began to open doors and you live beyond. And I'm not talking about just material. I'm talking about within yourself, the level of peace you then under, the level of peace you just, about being who you are, increases. And there's increase in pockets of areas of your life that causes what God says you to have in the material to come to you. And so I'm speaking to the two of you, Team Tate, right now. I'm not speaking to the one of you. I'm going to say that. The one of you, because the two of you has made one. And that oneness has caused God to open up many doors. And you're right. They're going to continue to open. I don't even know. I just see them. And Maisha, I told you this. I'm sorry. Reverend Maisha, I told you this last year or whatever year it was. I know what God has in store for you, not specifically, but in general. And I'm so super happy for you all. So I just wanted to say that, because those things that you're talking about, someone can hold on to and then hopefully grow from it so you can live beyond. All right. Oh, Lord Jesus. That
we
receive that full-heartedly. And if I can add an addendum to it super quickly, is I've studied under Reverend Elwood McDowell, who those that,
yes,
know in the Arizona community, is a scholar is like an understatement for this gentleman. This guy is probably one of the most brilliant,
absolutely,
people I know. And with that, he takes a very pragmatic approach and a very practical approach to the gospel. He allows us to, he trains us to put ourselves in the scripture as the scriptures is being read. In doing so, he has a phenomenal ministry of deliverance as well because of his psychology background. And one of the things that he's taught me and Maisha is there are three psychological responses to pain and to trauma, and one of them is called the three F's. Either you flee, you run away, you freeze, or you fight. And I will in doing so, that's just not even that just goes in everybody, not just in the body of Christ. That's everybody. Either you flee, you freeze, or you fight. And God is literally melting the flee and the freeze out of us.
Yes.
He's increasing that fight. I don't want anybody that when times get rough, they're running out the door. I don't want anybody around me that when times get rough, they freeze and look like a deer in headlights. But I need somebody around me and surround me that know when the times get rough, when the tide comes in, you know, when things starting to hurt, they roll up their sleeves and say, "Let's get this. Let's get this done. You know, I got you. Let's
right.
go. Let's do this." You
right.
know, He's increasing our fight.
He is.
I better stop because I feel like Calvin
that.
In here.
I know. Someone hashtag that. He's increasing our fight. Listen.
Yeah.
Woo! He's increasing our fight. I love that. So let me just ask y'all one more question, and then we can wrap this up. And then I'm going to ask this question, then you can answer that question. And if you have something else you want to make sure the listening audience hears, please do say that as well. When people see your name, when they see the name Reverend Greg Tate, when they see the name Maisha Tate, when they see the name Team Tate, what do you want them to remember about you?
Well, as Greg mentioned earlier, we believe that we are signed. So when they see our name, I pray that it points to His name. That is all that it's about. We want to make His name great. It already is great, but we want to just, that's the whole premise and purpose of our life. And if He can use my life as a sign of His glory and His wonder and His majesty, then I'm just totally surrendered to that. At times I've tried to hold back because I wanted to flee or because I was, you know, I was wanting to freeze in the moment, but I believe that He's gotten me to a place of starting to embrace the pain in a way that I know that it will eventually point to Sunday. Friday didn't last always. Sunday morning came when Jesus got up out of the grave. So I pray that when people see our name, they understand that Jesus is the only way, that He is the truth, and He is the life.
I just want to echo what Maisha said. When people see our name, know that it was a name given by my Father. I didn't earn this name. I didn't come up on this name. It was a name given to me by our Father. I am nothing more. We just want to be a mirror to reflect His glory. We want to be a magnifying glass to magnify His holy name. And I want to be a trumpet. I want to be a megaphone so I can put His name on blast. That's what I want people to see. Our name is just a vehicle to put you right in front of His feet, to put you right in front of His throne room. There's nothing that's special about Tate. There's nothing special about that besides what He's given us. So my name is just a sign, like Maisha said. It's just a sign that I serve a living God, a living God.
Wow. Let me tell you, that was so, not many people answer like that. It was very humble, and it was extremely godly. And so, and even though I have many people on, I'm going to tell you, I've had many interviews and in the last 4 years, and I don't get quite that answer. It's very few people. It's not, and I don't say that it's sad, but what I do say is that it's interesting when we say we have a certain ministry and we don't understand that God is to get the glory in everything that we do. And so I've seen, and I'm not downing anyone, so what my point is that stay this way, because that's what's going to keep the exceedingly abundantly above all that you could ever ask or think, according to the power. That's what we'll keep. And as long as people are in ministry, we have to keep that mindset. And so I appreciate the answers. So I want to, that's my wrap up. I just want to say that to you all, because it kind of took me back to a lot of different broadcasts. And I do anywhere between 50 to 52, sometimes 55 broadcasts a year, weekly, and then on others. And so I'm taken back, and I feel humbled to hear what you guys are saying, and overjoyed at the same time. So I appreciate those answers. I'm going to move on and just say, if you all can close in prayer, and specifically praying for those so that they live beyond and grasp that understanding. Let me just say one thing. I can't get away without saying this. And so I know there's a listening audience out there. I know, and I understand. But let me just speak what God is showing me about you all. So as you move in this next, and it is a season. Everything is a season. God works in seasons, timings, and they're not our timings and so forth. What my prayer is that you have the level of anointing as Elisha, and that you are able to walk as Elisha's, and as you grow from your current leader, pastor, and you plant, that you develop. I don't know what the names of these people are. It's in some different language, and I'm not sure what this is. But as you develop those names, those new names as King Tate, I am praying that you can be the bishop over their churches in the next 20 and 30 and 40 years, and that you maintain a level of not just excellence, but I don't know the word to this, God, please, of a foundation that is sure, a foundation that is sure. And so many people, pastor, bishop over, and I know I've had bishops throughout this country and outside this country on the broadcast, and I found that, you know, there's a lot of wavering in people, and that's going to happen. But I'm praying that it will sustain, and so that, Lord Jesus, and so that as it sustains, the name of Jesus will be so great, because they're going to come across and come and be confronted with several demonic forces. And there's, of course, different levels, but demonic forces that will change even the that you all will change even the political environment. And so I don't know why God has you in this environment that's happening in Dallas right now. And the truth about it, it's nothing new. It's just made it to the headlines in the Dallas area.
Right.
Many of us know about it for years, but the Lord has exposed it to this level. And so be mindful of the strategic places that your pastor puts you in as you plant, because what God will do is help you to change the political environment, not just in that city, that state and region. And so I don't know what that looks like, but I just be very mindful as you do business and plant, in Jesus' name. All right, so I would like for you all to pray.
Okay, we'll have Maisha start, and I'll close out.
Jesus, we honor you. You're excellent. You're mighty. We crown your head with glory in this moment, God. We cast our eyes upon your beautiful face, and we see that you are altogether lovely. We see that you are loving, you are kind, you are everlasting, God. You are so good to us, Lord. And we just worship you in this moment, oh God, because your name is excellent, Jesus. Your name causes things to heal, oh God. Your name causes blind eyes to open. Your name causes the enemy to flee seven ways confused. Your name, oh God, is great and greatly to be praised. Oh God, we bless the name of Jesus. We thank you for that name. We thank you, Jesus, that you gave us your name. And God, we just bow before your throne, God, with boldness as your children, Lord. And we're saying we're grateful to be your favorite tonight, Father. And we thank you for every listening viewer and listening ear on this broadcast. We thank you for Reverend Morris, oh God. We thank you for what you're doing in her life, oh God. Continue
thank
to expand her beyond, oh God, what she could ever imagine or think, oh God. Bless her marriage. Bless her business affairs, oh God. Bless everything that she touches. Let it turn to pure gold, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for who you placed in her life, oh God, to expand her beyond her measure, oh God. We thank you, oh God,
Lord,
for the Kingdom Authority broadcast, oh God, for its changing lives, oh God. We thank you for the purpose, oh God. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, that you've given her this platform, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for Team Tate. And we thank you, Lord God, for the souls attached to Team Tate, oh God. And we thank you that those souls, oh God, will be blessed, oh God, because of your goodness, oh God. Holy Spirit, we invite you in now. Oh, glory
thank
to the
you,
name
Lord.
Of Jesus. We thank you for
Hallelujah.
Your presence, Lord. We thank you that you're a present help in this time of trouble. We thank you that you have
thank
an attentive
Jesus.
Ear to us, oh God. And we bless you for
yes,
it
Lord.
Tonight, Lord. If there's somebody listening tonight, Lord God, who's confused, who's worried, who's scared, oh God, we pray that the Holy Ghost would wreck them right now in Jesus' name. We pray that the
thank
Holy
you,
Spirit
Jesus.
Would comfort them right now in Jesus' name. We pray, Lord God,
Hallelujah.
That their spirit, Lord God, would give witness to your spirit, Lord Jesus,
yes.
and that they would say Jesus Christ is Lord, that they would give their life over to you, Lord Jesus. We
yes,
thank
God.
You for it tonight, Lord God. We thank you for it tonight, Lord God. Transform this nation. Transform this globe, oh God, through
Yee,
the power
yes,
of your
Lord.
Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus.
Yes, yes, Lord. And we thank you, Father God, right now for your precious name, because there's a name
thank
above
you,
every name, above every name, above the name of cancer, above the name of sickness, above the name of disease, above the name of divorce, above the name of emotional
thank
health,
you,
above the name of everything that we can think or imagine. And their name is above every name, Father God.
Yes.
So we, as your people, magnify your name. We say Jesus over every church, Jesus over every household,
yes,
Jesus
God.
Over every marriage, Jesus over every child and every youth, Jesus on the highways and byways, Jesus in our cars. We say, we pronounce the name Jesus in every hospital, Jesus
yes.
in every bedroom,
thank
Jesus
you,
in every alleyway, Jesus
thank
in every
Lord.
Corner, Jesus in every streetway, Jesus in every
thank
village,
you,
every
Jesus.
City, Father God. We pronounce Jesus over every field, Father God,
yes.
in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord,
thank
we thank you,
you
for breaking through in the beyond, Father God, that we thank you that you are a God that breaks through in the beyond, Father God, and breaking the mold of comfortability, of comfort, Father God, breaking through the mold of putting people in a box, Father God, that you're breaking us beyond our borders,
mm.
Father God. You're a God that lives in the abundance of beyond, Father
yes.
God. You are the God that lives in the abundance of beyond, Father God.
Yes.
So, Father God, we lay down our restrictions. Yes. We lay down our paradigms. We lay down, Father God, our boxes. We lay down our mindsets. We lay down everything that can paralyze us and keep us still, Father God, from moving, Father God, and say we chase after you, Father
yes.
God, where no matter what we got to do, as the song says, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, now I mm. Father God, I speak increase over Dancia, Father God,
yes.
in the name of
the
Jesus,
name
Father
of Jesus.
God. Every
yes,
time
Lord.
She opens her mouth, let it be like the trumpet sounding in Zion, Father
yes.
God. I pronounce
Hallelujah.
And decree and declare over her, Father God, that when she opens her mouth, demons squeal and tremble, Father God,
yes.
because they know Glory that this is a mighty woman of God in the Jesus name. Father God, I thank you that through this broadcast, it will storm the gates of hell, Father God,
yes.
in the name of
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank
I thank you,
Jesus.
Father God. I speak.
Yes, God.
speak a hedge of protection around about her, Father God, around about her household, Father God, around everything that she touches and does, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Now, I speak for every ear listening, Father God, for every heart that is attached to this broadcast, Father God. I thank you, Father God, that you're breaking through the limitations and making room for increase, Father God. Now, I thank you, Father God, those that don't know you, Father God, I ask you, Holy Spirit, arrest them, Father, in the name of Jesus.
Lord
Holy
Jesus.
Spirit, kidnap them, Father God. Yes. Let them know that you are God and God alone, Father. Yes. That you, they don't have to look any further in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Awaken
thank
the lions
you,
in the camp, Father God. Awaken the lions in the camp, Father God. We've been dormant too long, Father God. Awaken the lions in the camp, Father God, in the name
of
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Now we thank you and we praise you. We thank you for your blood-stained banner because that's what we follow. We thank you now in Jesus'
name.
Amen and amen.
Ooh. Amen. Praise God, praise God, praise God. I'm so excited for you all. And thank you so all. Thank you so much for coming on. The both of you. I am praying for the launch. Go right ahead.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
It's an honor. It's truly an honor.
Praise God. Do you all have a social media site or anything that people can follow you on?
Yes. We have several social media sites. First, it is Instagram is Team Tate Ministries 1. That is our Instagram. Also, our email is teamtateministries1@gmail.com. That's another way to get a hold of us, and Maisha will tell you more.
And we're on Twitter as well, Team Tate Ministries. So please follow us, and we'll definitely want to follow back. I mean, you'll be able to see more exciting news as the days are ahead. We haven't really disclosed anything because God has had us in the process, and it's time to start releasing some of the things that he's processed us through. So we're excited. Join our team. Become part of our tribe, and we'd love to see you there.
Yes, website is coming
praise
soon,
God.
And everything is going forward. Thank you and praise God.
Praise God, and please do let me know when it is so that I can post it so that my followers can definitely, you know, follow you. I think that's important
That'd
for
be great.
Us to support one another. All right, so thank you again. I am happy, super happy for y'all as individuals, and I'm not talking about pastors and all that, but as people and being little brother, little sister, I am happy for y'all, and I'm happy for y'all as being pastors and Team Tate. I will continue to keep you in prayer as I have been for about almost a year and a half to 2 years. So I will continue to pray for you. You're on my wall. All right? God bless you all tonight. Listen,
God
you
bless
have
you.
Been with, praise God, you have been with Kingdom Authority Broadcast. I'm your host, Reverend Dancia Jones Morris, known as Reverend D. Most of you guys have been calling me. I don't know where that came from, but praise God. Y'all couldn't say my name. Y'all just said Reverend D. I take it. I love you all. Please make sure that you're operating with authority in your territory. Until next week, Lady Shaka will be with us. Thank you, Team Tate, and God bless you all. Have a great night.
God bless. Thank you.